It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, episode number 322. Today we're talking to a fairly brand new podcaster who's already reaping the benefits. We're going to talk a lot about live podcasting versus post-production, the pros and cons of each. And I've got social proof that people, when they find your podcast, are going to gobble up your back catalog. Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so much for tuning in. If you are new to the show, this is where we talk about all things. Now, when I say all things, I mean all things podcasting, from planning to promoting. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about monetizing. We're going to talk about recording styles today. Everything, because everything you need to create a successful podcast, you can find in one place. Quit looking all over the internet. Quit wasting your time finding outdated information. Just come over to theschoolofpodcasting.com. You can sign up and you can get our step-by-step tutorials. You can check out our resources. Everything is there, schoolofpodcasting.com. Now, if you'd like to join in on the conversation, I would love to have you. Couple different ways you can contact me. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments. It's 888-563-3228. That is toll-free, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. You can also just use the voicemail out at our website. There's a little button there. You can do that. You can also leave a comment on our blog. And yes, today, playing with a new jingle. This came from my buddy Mike over at Music Radio Creative. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/musicradiocreative. And very cool stuff, very affordable as well. And Mike obviously is listed in our link section. You can find that over at schoolofpodcasting.com/links. If you're looking for graphics or jingles or software or microphones, things like that, it's all over there, schoolofpodcasting.com/links. And what I want to talk about today, I love the fact when, what's the word I'm looking for? Well, first of all, I want to say thank you to everybody who commented on last week's show. If you listen to last week's show, I basically peeled back the curtain. So far, I was beyond naked explaining how much money I made in July from my podcast and how I broke it down and almost to the point of per download. And I had so many people say, this is why I listen to your podcast. You're not afraid to talk about your numbers. You are not afraid to be you. I had a lot of people say they really liked the, I gave the history of the School of Podcasting, and they're like, that was really cool. So it's kind of weird because I kind of always sum myself up as a, you know, meat and potatoes, let's get to it kind of guy. And I've gotten a lot of feedback on people saying, yeah, give us a little more of that behind the scenes stuff. So appreciate that. And nobody took it the wrong way. I was really worried that people are going to think I was kind of going, oh, look at the money I made, which it wasn't. It was just, I can only talk about what I make. I have information on what other people make, but obviously it's kind of a client customer kind of confidentiality thing. I can't say, wait till you hear what, you know, Gomer made or whatever, right? That's not going to work. So I want to say thank you to everybody who said that. You can check that out. And also, might as well talk about the poll. I threw a poll out the day after, and I found this really interesting. Is the last week, again, was how much money can you make in podcasting? And I explained that I made over $1,700 in July. I haven't done my August numbers yet. I'm actually doing something kind of weird. I'm recording this on Thursday. I usually record my podcast on Saturday, so I'm about 4 days early. It's kind of weird. But I put out a poll, and interestingly enough, the question was, how are you making money with your podcast? And the overall answer, 42% said, I'm not making any money with my podcast. And next in line after that was affiliate marketing, which is where I made a big chunk of my information. If you want more information about how I did this, again, you can buy my book at Amazon. It's called More Podcast Money. You can find it at morepodcastmoney.com. Then after affiliate marketing, it was a tie between product sales and services and consulting, which is kind of almost the same thing. Then from there, we had donations, other, which of course, silly me, I didn't leave a spot to say what other was. And then the last one, which is interesting because this is what everybody's waiting for. I want to get a sponsor for my podcast. And only 3% of people making any money with their podcast are doing it with sponsors. So I found that interesting, and maybe that'll be this week's poll. This week's poll will be, okay, most of us are not making money with your podcast. Now the question is, are you profitable? Because in theory, this podcast cost me $22 a month to make. That is $15 for my media hosting at Libsyn, which you can find at libsyn.com. And you can actually get a free month using the promo code, the coupon code SOPFREE. And so there's $15 for that, and then about $7 for my website hosting. That's it. That's my only expense. There you go. A couple other things I wanted to mention here as we move on. If you want to see inside the School of Podcasting, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/tour. Made a quick, really brief look at the new Insight. I've been talking about that with all the new things coming down. Don't forget that you can get 30% off your membership by going and putting in the coupon code LISTENER. And the other thing I want to point out, that is not in the show notes. The only way you know about that coupon is because you listened. So just put in LISTENER, you'll save 30% off your first month. And of course, every month after that is only $4.99. So that's a little bit on last week's episode. And coming up, we have an interview with Kern Ramsdell. And he is a person who is not the norm, but I wanted to point out again here a couple things in today's episode is things I've said, and it's always nice when I can get some social proof of yes. For instance, with Kern, you're going to hear how you will be seen as an expert. And I'll just put it this way. Before his podcast, he wasn't doing much consulting. After his podcast, he is. And he's from the Home Recording Weekly podcast. And the other person, I'm going to play a couple clips here today. One is from the Build My Online Store podcast. And we're going to hear Terry talk about, now Terry is on his 10th episode. And you know how I always say, when you have a podcast and it's niche, so he's not, we're not talking WordPress here. He's talking about if you have an online store, you know, if you are an entrepreneur. I like it because I'm hearing how entrepreneurs are going the extra mile to meet their customers' needs. And again, you can find that at buildmyonlinestore.com. I actually reviewed him on the podcast review show. But I've always said, you may not have a bazillion people listening to your podcast because he's niche, right? He's just talking online stores, just e-commerce. But when people find you, they're going to go, oh my God, where has this podcast been? And they're going to go back and listen to your back catalog. And Terry is going to prove my point. Here is a clip from Terry's 10th episode.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Build My Online Store podcast. I'm your host, Terry, and today is our 10th episode. Huge milestone for the show. Thank you for all the feedback. And so before we start, we also have another iTunes review from Tyler Fisk. I can't tell you how happy I am to have stumbled upon your podcast. I've been looking for a very long time for a podcast geared towards e-commerce businesses. As an e-commerce business owner myself, I find this show extremely informative and entertaining. My wife and I have already blazed through your first 9 episodes and are eager to hear what else you have in store. Well, thank you so much, Tyler. And if anyone else is an e-commerce business owner, please do leave a review. If you leave your business name, I'll obviously give you a shout out on the show and it'll get your name out.
So sounds like those people found him in iTunes and they went back and listened to his entire back catalog. And I'm pretty sure that if Terry had 20 episodes instead of 10, they would have downloaded all 20 because, again, they were going, oh my God, this podcast was made for me. Right? It's very, very cool. So, yes, when you first start off, you're going to go, oh, I've only got, you know, 20 downloads an episode. I've only got 30 downloads an episode. But then you're going to have those people that find it and go, oh my gosh. And they're going to start downloading the back catalog. And that's where things really get fun. Now, that's the other thing I wanted to point out today. We've talked in the past about Amazon S3. So everything is going to kind of tie in together because back catalog. Why I say Libsyn, why I say Blueberry, when it comes to your media hosting, you need a media host because I said in my last episode, I had roughly 25,000 downloads in July. And I know a lot of people like to use Amazon S3. I shouldn't even say a lot, but there are a lot of marketers especially that use it for their videos and such. Well, you don't have a slew of videos. You know, maybe you have 5 or 6 or whatever. I'm over 300 back episodes now. So that's a chunk of change. And I looked at it, looked at the average size of a file for the School of Podcasting. And I said, you know, it's about 20 megs. Some are 40, some are 10. I put them together and said, let's call it 20. So 25,000 downloads at 20 megs is 500,000 megs. 500,000 megs equals 500 gigabytes. Okay, now I realize this sounds like a ninth grade algebra class, right? There are two trains coming from Poughkeepsie. One is going 13 miles. No. So we had 500 gigs of bandwidth. And bandwidth, if you're new to techdom and geekery here, if this was a bridge, if the internet was a bridge, and yes, Dave's going to do one of his famous analogies. If the internet was a bridge, right? A bridge, you have cars go from point A to point B across the bridge. Well, instead of going across water, and what's being delivered is not cars, but files. And the file, the bridge, is from my host to your computer where it was downloaded, or your phone, right? And so bandwidth, where instead of measuring how many cars, you're measuring what the size of the cars are. So you might say, hey, this bridge is rated at, you know, 4,000 tons. You know, you might have a media host that says, hey, you are limited to X amount of megabytes. And if you have so many megabytes, you have gigabytes, which is not one of the monsters that fought Godzilla, right? Godzilla versus Megabyte. No, that was a whole nother movie. So here, 500 gigs. Now, I say that because the pricing of Amazon S3 is unbelievably dirt cheap. It's like a half of a sniff of a cent, something ridiculous like that. So I put in, my data transfer out was 500 gigabytes. Now, they also charge your data transfer in, so uploading things in. They also charge you, again, insanely small amounts for how many times you had a request. And I just went, look, let's just look at 500 gigabytes out. My bill would have been, for July, $57.63. Yeah, Ike's. That's why I quit using Amazon S3, because I quit when my bill was actually $44. And I went, whoa, hold on. Because it started off and it was like 7, and then it was like 8, and then it was 10. But again, as more and more people found it and went, oh my gosh, I got to go back and listen to the whole back catalog, that causes a problem. And that's why I like Libsyn and Blueberry. Now, I use Libsyn, $15 a month. But it doesn't matter how many listeners I have. It's 15 bucks a month. So, and you want to use a media host because you never know when all of a sudden, what if the people that found Terry went and told their friends and their friends then downloaded all 10 episodes and they told 10 friends and they told 10 friends and so on and so on and so forth, right? So that is something I wanted to comment on because I've had a few people ask me, well, why don't you use Amazon S3? That's why. All right, next up, I want to talk about two different styles of recording. I'm actually almost done with the rough draft of my next book called Planning Your Podcast, and it talks about different styles of recording, and they're basically two schools of thought. I'm doing what I'm deeming post-production, meaning all I'm recording right now is me. And it goes from my ElectroVoice RE320, goes into a mixer where I add a little bass or treble to my voice, and that comes out and goes into my Roland R-05 recorder. And that's it. And then later, I mix in all the music and the transition and then the things like that. And so that's one style. The other style is live. Now, what this is again, you're going to need a mixer, unless you're using Boss Jock Studio, which is an iPhone app. But you basically mix in your music somehow. So you could take your phone and plug it into your mixer. You could take an iPhone, an iPad. There's actually a some really cool, what I would call jingle palettes, where you can load up buttons and you stick that on your iPad into your mixer. You could have a laptop with, if you're on a PC, you could use podproducer.net. That's a free program. And you basically click buttons and music starts. That's the other style. Now, the pros and cons of this are, let's go over the pro of post-production. And that is, I have an exact control over the volume of my voice. I can edit out ums and you knows and all the other things I do that drive me crazy. When the music starts, when it stops, are all under precision, accurate, complete, insane control freak control. Now, in the 50s, when you had Wolfman Jack, right? I don't remember Wolfman. I'm not that old, okay? But they would do what's called talking up a record. So they'd say, all right, brothers and sisters, now we're going to listen to so-and-so. And all of a sudden, Bill Cosby was a DJ, and he was going, I'm going to listen to the new single from the Jell-O Pudding, and it's chocolate, and here they come. And then the guy would start singing, right? They would call that talking up a record, and the guy would, you know, on WNBC, and then boom, here comes the thing, right? That was called talking up a record. That is a skill, and I don't have to worry about that, because I'm just talking like you're sitting across the table from me, and I apparently I'm very sleep deprived if I'm doing bad Bill Cosby imitations, but nonetheless, I can put music in and out whenever I want. I do that post-production, hence the name post-production. So that's one of the pros of post-production. You can fix anything in the mix. If you do interviews and you have somebody, there's a thing that happens in interviews that are called, I call them over answers. And this is where you're interviewing somebody, maybe via Skype, and you ask them a question. And interviewing is, again, another skill that you kind of develop. The more you do it, the better you are. But you ask a question, your guest starts to answer the question, right? And they're talking away. And while they're talking, there is a part of you that has to still listen in case there's a follow-up question. But you're also thinking, what should I ask this person next? Or there's a part of your brain and sometimes that goes, that's not the answer I thought it was going to be. And I was going to go here to the right, but he's going left. Should I go? So interviews are very weird because there's a lot going on in your head. Well, what will happen then is your guest gets done answering their question, and you're in your mind going, that didn't go where I wanted it to go. Let's go with this question. Well, now that goes on in your brain, but in reality, that's like, I don't know, a second. It's like this long of a pause. And so your guest goes, okay, apparently they want more information, and I call this an over-answer. So they'll continue to answer the question, even though they've already answered it, but now they're going to expand some more. Well, the beautiful thing about post-production is you can hear those and go, yeah, okay, next, and cut that out. Or if you have somebody, sometimes you ask a question thinking you know the answer, and the answer is nothing. Yes, it's nothing like you thought it was going to be. And you say things were like nothing. And you go, am I going to cut that out later? Well, if this is post-production, I could. Now, I'm not, but I could. So if you're doing interviews, you can really cut down and cut out and keep things precise. Because, again, my background, I like to get to the meat and potatoes. And then I go all ADD once I get to the meat and potatoes. But so that's the pros of post-production. A lot of control, the ability to control the content. Now, the bad side of post-production is when you're done recording, you have this thing called post-production. So I do get to drag in all the files and I get to reposition the music and things like that. But it really doesn't take that long. And then once you get that set, that's easy. Then you say, okay, take all these files. And as you're recording these, record them either as a WAV file or an AIFF file. basically non-compressed files. You want them in the most pristine audio that you can get, and then you mix down to an MP3 once. So that's where things take a little time. If you're doing an hour-long podcast, I'm going to say anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes, depending on a couple things, depending on what you're exporting at, depending on the age of your computer and how much memory you have and things like that, and then obviously depending on the software. So that's the downside of post-production. Now, the other one is live. So like we said, people can go in and you are mixing things live. Now, the cool thing about live is because you're mixing in all your music and all your transitions and things like that. When you're done, technically, the thought is you're done. Now, the truth of this is all you've really done is, and people think it's quicker because there's no post-production. Well, there is. It's called pre-production. And you go through and you make sure all your volume levels are correct and make sure things are, you know, exactly where they're going to be, because what can happen is you can be in the middle of a podcast. So let's say you do a half hour podcast, and at the 17 minute mark, you hit a button, and instead of being this loud, it's super loud. It's just deafening. Okay, so what are your options here? Because some people will record directly to an MP3 file. And so your option here is, okay, well, I can always go in and edit that. And that's not a good idea. It would be if you were saving it as a WAV file, because you, again, typically want to save in an uncompressed format. And you could go in and you could edit that out. But what I have found is if you save as an MP3 file, when you save it as an MP3 file, it compresses it. And then you open up the compressed MP3 file, you whack out the part where things are too loud, and then you save it as an MP3 file. You are basically recompressing the compressed file. Because I remember, again, back in like 2005, I would do that. I would save as an MP3 file and then edit the MP3 file and then edit the edit of the edit of the edit. And by the end, it just sounded like hiss. Right? It was just like, and here's my podcast. And I'm like, why does mine sound so bad? It's the same bit rate as Adam Curry, but mine sounded awful. Well, that's why. So the pros of live are they're great if you're going to be using sound effects to maybe make people laugh or to elicit some sort of response, because you can hit all these buttons and things of that nature. So that's the pro of live. You can do that. Where I wouldn't use live especially is if I was doing a music podcast. Because if I'm doing a music podcast, I can just say, here's the new song from the Jell-O Pudding people, and then stop, pause, and say, okay, that was the one from the Jell-O Pudding people called Baby, Lick My Spoon. And so, whatever, right? And so, all you'd have to do is do that and then mix in the music. Well, if you're doing a live podcast, you have to sit there and listen to the music again, because I'm assuming you listened enough to pick that song for your podcast. So one of the things, I just want to point out, now this is like, talk about the kettle calling, how's that go? The kettle calling the pot black. The last thing I want to do is point out other people's mistakes, because man, have I been on a roll with typos on my website. Oofa. I hate the fact, but I must embrace the fact that I'm the king of typos. I just need to slow down on that. But what you can do, we talked about talking up a record, and I want to play you a couple of clips. One is from Ray Edwards, and I really like Ray Edwards' podcast. It's a marketing podcast. In fact, I just bought Ray's book, but Ray produces things live. And so here's just a little quickie where Ray hit the button, and then for whatever reason, the music stopped. And this is about 3/4 of the way through his podcast. And, you know, at that point, how do you go back and edit that out? Because if you have to go back and edit it out, then what are you doing? Post-production. And if you're going to do post-production, why not just do, I don't know, post-production? So yeah, his book is called Writing Riches, and I actually just bought that. I'll be talking about that probably in the future. But here's a little oops from Ray.
So we've got time for one listener question. And I'm going to go ahead and go to Robert Plank. Well, I lost my music. That was inelegant. We're just going to pretend None of that ever happened. Thank you for your consideration. Listener question now from Robert. Take it away, Robert.
What's up, Gray? This is
and
Robert.
Then this other Thank one you. Is from your website engineer. Now, if you're into WordPress, you might want to check this out. It's a new podcast and pretty well done, but it's the same thing. This is obviously recorded live. And what they've done here is they have started the ending music. And he's kind of doing his, hey, reviews on iTunes and stuff like that. And he gets done and he's got like another 30 seconds. And so now, is this horrible? No. But to me, it's an audible typo. And me being the king of typos, again, I feel kind of, but this is why I don't record live. Because I don't want to have to try to talk up stuff. Because I'll be in the middle of a thought. Just listen to this podcast. I'll be in the middle of a thought and something else will come up on board. So, you know, live is great if you want to have, well, number one, there are a couple of reasons why people record live. But if you're going to do something where sound effects are going to prompt a response from people, that's where I would do it. And you can combine the both of you can, if you're going to record live and you want the ability to edit it later, just whatever you're recording to, save it as a WAV file. Now, yes, you're going to have to take and do some post-production and switch it to an MP3. But that does give you the ability to go in later and edit out something if something goes horribly wrong. Because what happens if you are recording live and you have somebody who just keeps over answering things, what are you going to do? So you have the ability to make sure that content is king and edit it that way. But why people like to record live is they also like to stream live. So they're actually trying to do a live radio show. And I think most of the people that do this do record live. They'll actually stream live. And I'm actually going to be talking about that in the future. I'm actually working with somebody and I believe I have the system in place to replace Blog Talk Radio. So I always say, you know, you're spending $40 instead of $15 on a media host who is then charging you to advertise your website on their website. So wait a minute. You know, they're just, and throw on top of it the fact that your audio sounds like caca poo poo, right? So I think I've got the system down without doing a whole bunch of mix minusing, things like that, just an easy way to do that. I'll probably talk about that in next week's episode. But that is another reason why people like to record live is they also like to stream live. Now, that is not my personal preference. Number one, like I said, because I don't like having to talk up things. And number two, when you start adding streaming and video, it just adds a lot of things to the mix. And I'm still trying to get people to understand how to podcast and get them over the hump of RSS feeds and getting them used to hearing their own voice and things like that. Let's not throw in video and things like that. To me, it's too many cooks in the kitchen at that point. But here is the clip from your website engineer where he unfortunately runs out of too much info at the end of the music here.
Make me smile. Or lastly, to enter into the iPhone case drawing giveaway, be sure to tweet. And there's a tweet already pre-written in yourwebsiteengineer.com, episode number 91. And that's it. And I'll save the winner next week, and then I'll get all the information. I'll ship it off to you, and you can have an awesome WordPress iPhone case just like me. Whew, that was a lot. Sorry for packing so much in. There's so much that I'm excited to share with you. Next week, we'll talk more about how to do something with WordPress, the core, some sort of code, something geeky, and then we'll kind of bounce around with these different ideas. Okay, I'm done. Sorry, way too long. That's all I've got for you this week. Take care now. Bye-bye.
All right, so there you go. Again, not a huge, not like, oh my gosh, I'm going to unsubscribe because he ran out of music. No. Again, I'm just pointing out, this is what happens. This is a skill you're going to have to do. Whereas if you do post-production, you don't have to worry about that. You will hear at the end of when I get to the end of this podcast and I'm thanking you and telling you about tutorials and stuff, that the music just happens to end as soon as I'm done talking. It's because I put it there. You have absolute control. So that is my little thoughts on live versus post-production. Now, if you are thinking of starting a podcast, you can go over to planningyourpodcast.com. There's actually a survey over there that I've been interesting that people are doing that. It's giving me some insights into what I need to put into this book, which is always a good idea to figure out, hey, what does your audience need, and then give it to them. Also, if you are thinking of starting a podcast and you don't have a website yet, don't forget about the Quick Start Guide. You can actually, here's what you get. Here's what happens. You order your web hosting through me. So there, you're going to spend your $7. Now, when you order it through my affiliate link, I earn a nice commission. And with that, I then give you a month at the School of Podcasting. I go in and I install WordPress for you. I install the plugins. And then basically, we have enough time to sit around and chat for a little bit, answer any questions, things like that. So if you are thinking of starting a podcast and you don't have a website, email me with the phrase quick start in the summary. And if you email me like right now, you'll probably have your website tomorrow. It's really that quick. And from there, you've just got to get graphics. And again, you can find links for graphics over at the schoolofpodcasting.com/links. And, you know, from there, and then it's just content. And that's where I can help you shape that. And we've got links for domains and things of that nature. So just something to keep in mind if you're in the planning your podcast phase. All right, next up, have a quick 10-minute interview with Kern Ramsdell from the Home Recording Weekly. And again, I wanted to play this to show the power of podcasting. I originally interviewed Kern for this, probably going to throw him on that website as well. And I always tell people, a lot of this podcast is tips on how to record and the pros and cons of things and product reviews. But I do like to spotlight from time to time the why. Why should I start a podcast? So here is Kern. Number one, he's getting to meet people that he respects. Someday I'm going to get to talk to this person, right? Podcasting opened the doors for that. Then you are basically put on that same pedestal that you are now seen as an expert. So with that, here is my interview with Kern Ramsdell from Home Recording Weekly. All right, well, joining me today, I have Kern Ramsdell from homerecordingweekly.com. And Kern is kind of the exception to the rule. He's only been in the game a little over a month, probably. He's working on episode number 5. And he came on my chat out at the School of Podcasting.com, found out what was going on. And I said, wow, we've got to get you on the show. So, Kern, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, no problem. My pleasure.
And let's start off a little bit about, well, first of all, tell us about your podcast.
Well, real quick, it's about recording music in your home. The home studio movement is pretty big. You know, you use DAWs, digital interfaces these days, and you can get really good results. And a lot of new folks coming in every day that want to record songs or albums. And my website's basically full of tutorials, how-tos, questions and answers, things like that.
Awesome. And how long have you been doing this at this point?
I started, it's a complete passion, and I started the blog in May of 2008 and made every mistake you could make. I faded away. I had a blogger template, very inconsistent, and people stuck with me. So I kept, you know, it kept resurrecting.
Well, there you go. And then you launched the podcast when?
2 months ago.
Okay.
So there, I do an episode every 2 weeks on the 1st and the 15th.
Well, there you go. Just like payday.
Just like payday.
There you go. Now, how has the interaction been compared to when it was just a blog?
I like it to putting a front door on your house, adding another portal to your website. Everything is crazy. I'm consulting with folks. I've never done that before. You know, I went first with social media to try to make a difference, and mm-hmm. it barely touched it. The podcast is, if anyone out there hasn't done it, you know, you're still on the fence, get your podcast up and running. Stop waiting.
Well, being a home recording person, what was, because obviously you know how to record, what was the main hurdle? You starting a podcast?
I didn't think I had anything to say. I was saying it in type. And I guess one night it hit me that I had read my last interview. I was done reading them, and I just wanted to, maybe meet some of the people that I was reading about. You know, I thought maybe one day I could talk to these recording and mixing engineers myself, interview them, things like that.
Well, there you go. So you fired up the microphone and decide to put a little tone of voice to your writing, which is very cool.
Thanks. Shocking how quickly things took off. I had one episode up, the premiere episode, Dave, told people who I am, why I'm podcasting, reached out to fellow people in my niche that are, you know, mixing and recording all over the U.S. Professionally, Los Angeles, Nashville, Florida, and they're all on board. And I'm talking to these guys that I've been watching, you know, on TV for years.
That's awesome.
It's fantastic. It's a dream.
Well, and from what I understand, you actually have, well, what's the guy's name, the rapper?
The rapper's name is Spose. He is very big in Maine. He's from Maine. He's blowing up everywhere, however. You know, it spreads like wildfire. And I was after him for a little while, you know, and I never heard back. Suddenly, the other day, I tried again. And not only has he agreed to, this is someone that I love. Not only has he agreed to be interviewed, but he wants to come to my home in my studio and do it.
Awesome.
You just can't imagine how great that is.
Well, it's great because it's different levels of connecting with people. I mean, we go from connecting via text to then when you add a tone of voice, it makes somebody a little more human. And now when you're going to get to shake this person's hand and have him in your home, that's a whole nother level of connection.
It is. It's I tell my wife every day, it's like I should have done this years ago. It's like a dream. And all because, well, if you have time, I'll tell the story.
Go right ahead.
We were moving in a new apartment, and I was, you know, debating on this podcast, and I found School of Podcasting. I downloaded every episode I could, and when I was painting this apartment we were going to move into, I put on the headphones and listened through, and I said, you know, I'm going to do this. Just because you made it sound easy and you talked me through it, I actually didn't join, a little disclaimer, but a close relative did. So
okay.
You actually did some consulting with him, and then he came and did some consulting with me. So
there you go.
Couldn't have done it without you. And so that's the whole story. As soon as we moved in, I had a microphone ordered on eBay.
And did you have any kind of hurdles that you had to get over that you didn't plan on, or anything along the way that for somebody that might be starting a podcast, you go, yeah, we probably should have done that different?
You know, I did. Hindsight is 20/20.
Sure.
I ended up putting everything on one website. And I wasn't going to name my podcast, the Home Recording Weekly Podcast, the name of my website. However, I later decided to change it. So the first few episodes, it's called like Home Recording Podcast, and then it changes to Home Recording Weekly. So if you can think it through to the end, that's one thing you probably should do.
Gotcha. Now, what kind of, obviously being a home recording person, you might have some decent equipment. What kind of stuff are you using to create the podcast?
Well, I have an Electro Voice microphone. I like the RE20. Mm-hmm. I have just a regular Digi Design Pro Tools interface. I use Pro Tools. Mm-hmm. That's really all you need. You don't even need that. I mean, that's overkill.
Right.
That's a pretty expensive microphone just to talk into. But that's what I wanted. I wanted, you know, to, because it's a home recording podcast, I wanted to come across as sounding pretty good. But I have other equipment, Zoom recorders and things for location work. And I like to play with found sound, but I mean, that's stuff you don't need.
Yeah, that's true. And when you're approaching people to be a guest on your show, I guess, how are you approaching them?
That's a good question. I try to make it a win-win. You know, I say, look, I'll do my best to put your name out there and give you all the publicity that I possibly can. And won't you come on my show? We do the same things. We know the language. And it's been remarkable how many people are willing to do that.
Yeah, great. And when it was just a blog, were you still getting guests, or was it easier or harder to get guests when it was just a blog?
I didn't do that. I did some videos, tutorials, and there was little to no interaction with anybody. A comment once in a while, and that was it. And now it's like I could sit down full time and talk to people, answer questions. I'm Skyping with people, trying to help them, and it, all from the past 2 months. It's been a whirlwind of activity.
And what kind of feedback are you getting from the people that are contacting you?
Good question. Today I did a no-no, and I sent everybody's emails in a newsletter. another thing I'm trying to do is a brand new newsletter. And I would, you know, I got a couple emails that weren't too pleasant. And then everyone else was, you know, hey, that happens. No big deal. You're doing great. Keep it up. Love the show, things like that. So it was really, really nice.
And have you like been approached by, obviously there are more than your podcast on home recording. Have you had a chance to intermingle with that kind of the home recording podcasting kind of niche?
I have. As I mentioned, a couple of guys have come on. Let's say three guys that are in that niche. Two of them, you know, have products up for sale, do seminars and the like. And I'm not going to tell you I'm a guru like they are. These guys are the gurus. I'd certainly would like to get up to that level someday or be seen that way, you know, align with them without stepping on their toes at all. But they've come on the show. We email regularly, you know, ideas back and forth. And they've been wonderful. You know, there's no pushing each other around or anything like that.
Very cool. And now, because of the podcast, you think people are now seeing you as the guru?
You know, I don't want to say that they are, but I've never Skyped consulted with anyone before, ever. And I'm doing that now. You know, I think people are saying, you know, this guy knows enough about it to have a podcast. Maybe I'll try. You know, I don't know.
It's, yeah, I understand. That's a weird question because you don't want to go, well, absolutely, I'm
right.
A guru. But
exactly.
It's like, it's let's just look at it that way. Before the podcast, you weren't doing any kind of consulting. After the podcast, you are. So that's, we'll let the stats speak for itself there, I guess.
I guess, sure.
And then how long is your podcast, an episode?
You know, 30 to 45 minutes.
Okay.
And that's it.
Awesome. Well, again, your website is homerecordingweekly.com. Kern, anything else you want to add before?
You know, I got a quick few nuggets. This stuff was told to me when I started, and I think it's got a lot to do. Number one, like you say, don't wait. Just people do want to hear what you have to say, and you will not, if it's your passion, you won't run out of things to say. Very important to be consistent, be predictable. Like I told you, the 1st and the 15th is when it comes out. I don't miss that. And I tell people often, I repeat it, you know, we're out. And I think that's big because people, you know, my stats on the 1st and 15th are the most downloads. So obviously it's working, I think, and people realize when it does come out. So, and lastly, be yourself. People can smell a fake, you know, be nice, be unique. Offer something that no one else does, but be nice.
Well, that's true. All right, so everybody, again, his website is homerecordingweekly.com. Kern, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Dave, it's been a pleasure. I it's great. I just wanted to thank you, Dave, if I could, real quick. Oh. If it wasn't for your podcast, the School of Podcasting, your website, and all of your words of encouragement, I never would have been, I wouldn't be podcasting today. I wouldn't be talking to all these people that I consider are, you know, big icons in my life. I'm living the dream, and it's, you know, 4 or 5 episodes in.
Awesome. Very cool, man. Well, I'm glad you jumped in the water.
I am too. Best awesome. Decision I ever made.
There you go. Thank you very much.
All right, Dave.
And there you have it. That is my interview with Kern. I do need to give Kern a bit of an apology. That's actually probably about a month old, and I just kept having things come up. The great thing about interviews is you get this great content from an expert or somebody who has a unique perspective. And then you have to edit it down, or in my case, I do, and because it always turns into a really long conversation, like an hour long, I think, is how long I talked with Kern, if I remember right. But you can find him at homerecordingweekly.com, really warm-looking WordPress theme. I love the fact that, again, it shows somebody who, A, didn't think he had anything to say, kind of had a smidge of an Eeyore. Is Eeyore the right guy there? You know, the guy, oh, I don't know if I have anything to say. And maybe not a lot of confidence that what he had to say was important. And obviously it does, because of your life experience and your history. And now he's starting to do consulting. Why? Because he had a podcast. And that's where, to me, the difference of having a blog and the difference of having a podcast are night and day. Because I'm sure there are a bazillion home recording blogs out there. And there are a fair amount of home recording podcasts because, hello, if anybody knows how to do recordings, it's people doing home recordings, but a home recording podcast. But even with that, so do you want to try to stand out amongst the 8 billion blogs? Or do you want to try to stand out amongst the, I don't know, 10, 15 podcasts about home recording? Or whatever your topic is. And that is going to do it for this episode of The School of Podcasting. I want to thank, again, my buddy Mike over at Music Radio Creative. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/Music Radio Creative. He actually has an affiliate program. And that'll throw me a chunk of change. And I definitely need the chunk of change because here is the fun thing. You want to hear what's going on at the Jackson household? Nothing makes your day better than being at work, getting a phone call at 2:30, and finding out that your wife, who makes more money than you do, because she's a nurse of 20 years, is getting laid off. Thank you, Obamacare, because all the hospitals are freaking out about that stuff, and they're cutting back. So the good news is, you know, the Bible says that seek you first, right, the kingdom of heaven, and I got your back. So I believe that, and I'm going to get my daily bread, so we're okay. But if you've ever thought of starting a podcast, now would be a good time. So that's going to be going on. And again, if you're interested, check out that Quick Start program. And you can literally have your podcast going tomorrow, and or at least your website. So, because we do have step-by-step tutorials, we've got the resources. You can check out the resources. It's one of those days. It's 1:15 in the morning. That's why. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/links, you can see the resources now. If you want to contact me, my email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call me at 888-563-3228. You can use the voicemail button. You can leave a comment out at the website. And I've basically lost my mind at this point. So thank you so much for tuning in. I'm usually not this loopy, but that's what I get for doing the podcast on Thursday instead of Saturday after I've had some sleep. So thank you so much. I really look forward to working with you in the future on the inside at theschoolofpodcasting.com. Thank you so much. Until next week, class is dismissed, and God bless.